You're going to somehow wish that you didn't bring up earlier in training camp that you might see some preseason action in the game.
Yeah, he just took the word out of my mouth when I was talking about that a few seconds ago. But a little bit, but it is what it is. It was something that I really thought about and ultimately just decided against it.
Okay, so you won't be playing.
No, I won't be playing.
But looking forward to going into U.S. Bank Stadium. You can understand where a lot of fans are hoping to maybe just see you out there for a little bit, get a little flavor, right?
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. But we have that opportunity Sunday night against Green Bay, so mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
Adrian, in your career, it's almost a 50-50 split in games you've had on turf and games you've had on grass.
Yeah.
Do you notice when you're out there a different feel when you're running, and do you have a preference, one or the other?
Well, my preference has always been grass field, just to get that natural, be in a natural environment. And, of course, it's easy out in the body as well. But I'm used to it, so it really doesn't concern me too much.
Your numbers are slightly better, your yards per carry average on turf, though.
Hmm. Is that right?
0.3 yards higher.
Well, good thing we got turf inside our stadium, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Was it a decision to not play yards or singles?
Collectively. But ultimately, hey, you know, he wasn't going to force me to go out there and play. You know, I've been doing it for a long time. So he trusts me. We trust each other. So he understood.
Adrian, there's nothing good that could come out of you playing in the preseason, is there? I mean,
well, there's always some good you can get from being out there and going through reps. And there's some bad as well, you know. So ultimately, it's like at the end of the day, just make sure I stay in my playbook. I'm taking care of the body, taking care of my body, making sure I'm getting my conditioning. And, you know, I'll be ready to play. You know, I think 2012 season, I didn't play in the preseason.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. There's no value to it.
I
think playing in the preseason.
I wouldn't necessarily say that, because there's some good you could take away from it as well. Getting that first layer contact out the way, you know, getting some reads at full speed. So there's some good as well. And some bad. So I just decided to wait until games count. You know?
And what do you do personally then to gauge yourself to say, yep, I am where I should be. Yep, this is what I did last time. What do you do?
Just go out there and making sure I'm getting extra reps when we're going through practice. And, you know, I'm just going full speed, you know, trying to get some good reads and some good feels or whatnot. And especially when we're in full pads, taking advantage of those opportunities. And just making sure I'm getting my conditioning. You know, I train extremely hard during the off season. So just making sure I condition throughout the week, keeps my body fresh and my legs rolling.
How long is it going to take for you to actually feel like it's a home field advantage, knowing it's actually a brand new place for everybody?
I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully the fans, you know, they turn it up for us, and we'll get that field immediately. You know, so we'll see.
Do you have a different feel about the offensive line this year? In what ways are they different than maybe last year?
I would say, as far as mindset, you know, a little more aggressive, you know, just attitude of a bunch. You know, we have some new faces as well, as you guys know. But the biggest thing for me that I've noticed is they just play with more sense of urgency, more energy, and a little more aggressiveness. So I can't complain about that. That's what they're expecting the guys up front.
Also now with Teddy, whether it's handoffs or those different formations that you're in now, and what is that like for you this year?
It's smooth. You know, of course you have, you know, those times that you have a missed change or whatnot, but everything is pretty natural with us now. You know, and if we need to make any adjustments, we just talk amongst each other and, you know, work it out. But things are going pretty smooth.
More on working out the shotgun. How's that been going?
It's been going well. It's been going well. Just being more patient. That's always been the main thing. And you know, I feel to conquer that in and now. So I'm feeling real comfortable taking runs out the shotgun, and I'm liking it more. You know, I was always against running out the shotgun, but now that I've kind of switched and tweaked the way I approach it, things are working out good.
So obviously liking it makes you want to do it more, right?
Yeah, right. You know, and I know it's going to help us out, you know, in the long run as far as accomplishing what we want to accomplish, you know, and present different looks to defenses. You know, so that's what I'm more excited about.
Last couple guys.
Just going through it, reps. You know, pretty much that's what it is. Just going through it and learning from, you know, watching film and correcting and learning and correcting. And, you know, you get good at it eventually.
Are there guys you talk to who just kind of pick their brains on where it's different and what you have to do differently at all?
Not really. You know, just watching myself and seeing the plays develop and knowing that, hey, you know, if you was a little more patient, maybe you could have kept the front side, had that backside cut, and you go from there. You try to correct it the next time.
Adrian, at times, since you did struggle with running out of the shotgun, how often were you hit behind the line of scrimmage? And it seems like that's when it'd be the hardest to run out of, because you're getting hit, because you're not going downhill.
I really can't remember. I mean, many times, but I'm sure majority of them was because of me, you know, being impatient, being too fast. But that's in the past. You know, I'm focusing on where I'm at now, and going forward and helping the team.
All right, guys.
Cool.
Thank you.